Captain Pritchard's expressionless face did not soften. He remained stiffly erect. Protocol required that a subject honored by an audience with the mayor may not sit down, a point perhaps needlessly reinforced by the fact that only one chair existed in the room, the one underneath the mayor. Protocol further required no statements other than those needed to answer a direct question. The mayor's eyes bore down hard upon the soldier, and his voice grew pointed and heavy. However, you have not been promoted in 10 years, and your superiors report over and over again of the unbending stubbornness of your character. You are reported to be chronically insubordinate, incapable of maintaining a correct attitude towards superior officers, apparently uninterested in maintaining frictionless relationships with your colleagues, and an incurable troublemaker besides. How do you explain that, Captain? Excellence, I do what seems right to me. My deeds on behalf of the state and my wounds in that cause bear witness that what seems right to me is also in the interest of the state. A soldierly statement, Captain, but a dangerous doctrine. More of that later. Specifically, you are charged with refusing an assignment 3 times in the face of orders signed by my legal delegates. What have you to say to that? Excellence, the assignment lacks significance in a critical time, where matters of first importance are being ignored. Ah, and who tells you these matters you speak of are of the first importance at all? And if they are, who tells you further that they are ignored? Excellence, these things are quite evident to me. My experience and my knowledge of events, the value of neither of which my superiors deny, make it plain. But, my good captain, are you blind that you do not see that by arrogating to yourself the right to determine intelligence policy, you usurp the duties of your superior? Excellence, my duty is primarily to the state and not to my superior. Fallacious, for your superior has his superior, and that superior is myself, and I am the state. But come, you shall have no cause to complain of this justice of mine that you say is proverbial. State in your own words the nature of the breach in discipline that has brought all this on. Excellence, my duty is primarily to the state, and not to my living the life of a retired merchant mariner upon the world of Caligan. My instructions were to direct Foundation activity upon the planet, perfect an organization to act as check upon the warlord of Caligan, particularly as regards his foreign policy. This is known to me. Continue. Excellence, my reports have continually stressed the strategic positions of Caligan and the systems it controls. I have reported on the ambition of the warlord, his resources, his determination to extend his domain, and his essential friendliness, or perhaps neutrality, toward the Foundation. I have read your reports thoroughly. Continue. Excellence, I returned 2 months ago. At that time, there was no sign of impending war, no sign of anything but an almost superfluity of ability to repel any conceivable attack. 1 month ago, an unknown soldier of fortune took Caligan without a fight. The man who was once warlord of Caligan is apparently no longer alive. Men do not speak of treason. They speak only of the power and genius of this strange condottiere, this mule. This who? The mayor leaned forward and looked offended. Excellence, he is known as the mule. He is spoken of little, in a factual sense, but I have gathered the scraps and fragments of knowledge and winnowed out the most probable of them. He is apparently a man of neither birth nor standing. His father unknown, his mother dead in childbirth, his upbringing that of a vagabond, his education that of the tramp worlds and the backwash alleys of space. He has no name other than that of the mule, a name reportedly applied by himself to himself, and signifying, by popular explanation, his immense physical strength and stubbornness of purpose. What is his military strength, Captain? Never mind his physique. Excellence, men speak of huge fleets, but in this they may be influenced by the strange fall of Calgan. The territory he controls is not large, though its exact limits are not capable of definite determination. Nevertheless, this man must be investigated. So. The mayor fell into a reverie, and slowly, with 24 strokes of his stylus, drew 6 squares in hexagonal arrangements upon the blank top sheet of a pad, which he tore off, folded neatly in 3 parts, and slipped into the waste paper slot at his right hand. It slid towards a clean and silent atomic disintegration. Now then, tell me, Captain, what is the alternative? You have told me what must be investigated. What have you been ordered to investigate? Excellence, there is a rat hole in space that, it seems, does not pay its taxes. Ah, and is that all? You are not aware, and have not been told, that these men who do not pay their taxes are descendants of the wild traders of our early days. Anarchists, rebels, social maniacs who claim Foundation ancestry and deride Foundation culture. You are not aware and have not been told that this rat hole in space is not one, but many. That these rat holes are in greater number than we know. That these rat holes conspire together, one with the other, and all with the criminal elements that still exist throughout Foundation territory. Even here, Captain, even here. The mayor's momentary fire subsided quickly. You are not aware, Captain? Excellence, I have been told all this. But as servant of the state, I must serve faithfully. And he serves most faithfully who serves truth. Whatever the political implications of these dregs of the ancient traders, the warlords who have inherited the splinters of the old empire have the power. The traitors have neither arms nor resources. They have not even unity. I am not a tax collector to be sent on a child's errand. Captain Pritcher, you are a soldier, and count guns. It is a failing to be allowed you up to the point where it involves disobedience to myself. Take care. My justice is not simply weakness. Captain, it has already been proven that the generals of the imperial age and the warlords of the present age are equally impotent against us. Selden's science, which predicts the course of the Foundation, is based not on individual heroism, as you seem to believe, but on the social and economic trends of history. We have passed successfully through 4 crises already, have we not? Excellence, we have. Yet Selden's science is known only to Selden. We ourselves have but faith. In the first 3 crises, as I have been carefully taught, the Foundation was led by wise leaders who foresaw the nature of the crises and took the proper precautions. Otherwise, who can say? Yes, Captain, but you omit the 4th crisis. Come, Captain, we had no leadership worthy of the name then, and we faced the cleverest opponent, the heaviest armor, the strongest force of all. Yet we won by the inevitability of history. Excellence, that is true. But this history you mention became inevitable only after we had fought desperately for over a year. The inevitable victory we won cost us 500,000 ships and 500,000 men. Excellence, Selden's plan helps those who help themselves. Mayor Indber frowned and grew suddenly tired of his patient exposition. It occurred to him that there was a fallacy in condescension, since it was mistaken for permission to argue eternally, to grow contentious, to wallow in dialectic. He said stiffly, "Nevertheless, Captain, Selden guarantees victory over the warlords, and I cannot, in these busy times, indulge in a dispersal of effort. These traitors you dismiss are foundation-derived. A war with them would be a civil war. Selden's plan makes no guarantee there for us, since they and we are foundation. So they must be brought to heel. You have your orders." "Excellence, you have been asked no question, Captain. You have your orders. You will obey those orders. Further argument of any sort with myself or those representing myself will be considered treason. You are excused." Captain Han Pritchard knelt once more, then left with slow, backward steps.